What at first sounded like a paranoid fantasy became more and more plausible as Scourge recalled the specific details of the mission. He had no way of knowing how long it had taken Setchell to slice into the network, but he'd likely found the files he was looking for in the first few minutes. Looking back, it seemed as if he could have shut down the power grid much sooner than he had. What if Setchell had waited as long as possible before deactivating the droids, hoping they would have enough time to kill Scourge? From the records room, Setchell couldn't have seen what was happening out on the manufacturing floor. He'd probably assumed Scourge was already dead by the time he shut everything down. That would also explain why Setchell hadn't bothered to contact him with a warning that the plant was about to explode. He'd only mentioned the reactors because Scourge called him on the holocom after everything went dark. If Scourge hadn't initiated the holocall, Setchell might have slipped away in the darkness alone. Setchell's early assurances that UDM didn't have assault droids were also suspect. The units Scourge had encountered could have been experimental prototypes, as Setchell had claimed. But it was also possible he'd known about them all along and hadn't said anything, hoping Scourge would be caught off guard by their arrival. Three pieces of circumstantial evidence: a possible delay in shutting down the droids, Setchell not contacting him to warn about the impending explosion, and the unexpected presence of the assault droids, weren't enough for Scourge to be certain of anything. Yet the fact that Setchell now seemed to be avoiding him further strengthened the Sith Lord's desire to question him in a very long, very private session. Unfortunately, that talk would have to wait. Setchell still enjoyed Nyriss's protection, and Scourge wasn't willing to risk the Dark Counselor's wrath by interrogating him. Not yet, at least. They had reached the door to Nyriss's private chamber. Scourge briefly considered whether he should say something about his suspicions to her, then decided against it. Setchell was an expert at political maneuvering. If he was guilty, involving Nyriss would only work in the advisor's favor. Better to confront him directly when the time was right. The Twi'lek slave knocked lightly on the door, and Nyriss's voice called out,
"Enter!"
from the other side. Once again, Nyriss sat at the computer console in the center of the room. As she rose from her chair and turned to face Scourge, the slave closed the door, sealing the three of them alone in the room.
"I was given word you had recovered from your injuries," Nyriss said.
"Nothing serious, my lord," Scourge replied.
"You seem to have a habit of getting wounded in my service."
"I was surprised by the assault droids."
"And I'm surprised they gave you so much trouble."
Scourge remained silent.